With New York's Democratic gubernatorial primary decided, candidates from other parties are gearing up for the general election. One is Republican Mark Molinaro, who launched what he dubs a Cuomo corruption tour the day after Governor Andrew Cuomo's win. I spoke with Molinaro about his campaign. Though Cuomo handily won the primary, the controversy and attack ads in the final weeks illustrated a growing divide among Democrats. Molinaro believes the primary was a fight for the Democratic Party.
I've been running to be governor of the state of New York, and so our campaign is growing. Our campaign is focused on speaking to all New Yorkers, regardless of party. And my goal is to simply offer that after 7 years of Andrew Cuomo as governor and four as attorney general, 12 years is enough. We have the highest tax state in America. We have the most corrupted state government in America. And we see every day incompetence. And people are paying, you know, hand over fist. It is too expensive to live in the state of New York. And folks don't see that they're getting what they pay for in return. And so, you know, our campaign is focused on winning and earning every vote. And I'm personally committed to making sure that every voter know that if elected or when elected, they'll have a governor that respects the office he holds and the people he serves.
In Dutchess County, where Molinaro is county executive, of the close to 19,000 ballots cast, Cuomo garnered more than 62% of the vote. Cuomo received more than 64% statewide. Despite the margin, the primary between Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon was contentious and, in the final days, included a widely condemned mailer from the Cuomo camp that questioned Nixon's support for Jewish people. Nixon has two Jewish children and called the attack sleazy. Molinaro sees an opportunity to make his case to disenchanted Democrats.
And we do feel some movement. I would say this. I want all voters, in particular, I certainly want Democrat voters to know that I don't govern by ideology. I think that it's incumbent upon us to bring people together to solve problems. And I really want to be a governor who merely addresses some important issues by bringing people together in a very pragmatic way, very inclusive way. I have a record of doing that. And I believe that the governor has shown himself to be an individual who doesn't care to listen to people with whom he disagrees, even going as far as to allow for a reprehensible piece of mail to attack one in his own party and then claim he had no idea it went out. I just don't see in this governor that after 12 years of leading the state of New York as a statewide office holder, that he's somebody who cares about anything other than political benefit, political expedience, and perhaps running for president.
During the only televised debate between Cuomo and Nixon, when pressed, Cuomo said he would not run for president in 2020 and would serve his full four-year term if reelected. Meantime, after the notorious mailer against Nixon, Molinaro says he's ready for what is thrown his way. And he takes a jab at an offer on the Cuomo side to have sent out another mailer just a few days before the September 13th primary.
Knowing full well that the governor will likely be putting out some reprehensible stuff about me, I'm going to put in my request for a free piece of mail now and start looking over proofs with them. I'm sure the governor would be more than happy to put out a nice positive piece of mail encouraging people to vote for me. I think that New Yorkers deserve better than this. We need to be above it. We need to rise and rise up above it, lift people up, and provide an aspirational message and a real commitment to cut through the vitriol, cut through the toxic environment, and serve people in a positive way. I don't think the governor has the capacity to do that, and I think he's made perfectly clear who he is. I think folks are generally truest during a campaign, and we've seen the ugliest side of this campaign just recently, and I'm sure we'll see more. I believe wholeheartedly in my soul that public service is about lifting people up to confront important challenges and problems facing us. That is how I will campaign. That is how I have governed. That is how I will lead the state as governor.
Molinaro says his campaign stays the same.
I mean, listen, we plan our work and work our plan. I'm just focused on earning the votes of New Yorkers. So our town hall meetings have been growing in size. We're getting a great response through social media. We're really out and about in the community all across the state and getting a very positive and very enthusiastic response. The only thing that changes is what new and bizarre thing the governor may say or do that needs some reaction to. But Our message remains the same. My commitment's the same. I decided to run for governor of the state of New York because I believe we need more honest, more decent leadership. I believe New Yorkers deserve better than we're seeing today, and we're focused on making New York affordable, ensuring that that we end corruption in the state government, and that we provide everybody, regardless of ability, background, race, color, or creed, a government that respects them and serves them. That's the commitment.
Molinaro did not grab a lot of attention during the Democratic primary season and is ready for the changing spotlight.
The campaign does change in a way that will probably put a great deal of pressure on us. We intend to show our truest colors, the campaign is going to be about finally providing New Yorkers a government that they can believe in again. And that means that I have to show it. I have to show it, live it, and believe it every day. And we'll do that.
In addition to Molinaro, Cuomo faces Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, Libertarian Larry Sharp, and Independent Stephanie Miner in November's general election. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.